This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be doing an update with you, as we've done with some other local authors, of updating some news regarding their books. And I'm happy to have back to talk a little bit more about his book, his very first book, matter of fact. It's Roger Yoder from Jerome. And Roger, welcome back into the program.
Thank you, Dale. It's good to be here.
And the book is The Detroit Tigers, an ultimate baseball book series, Michigan's favorite sports team, and it certainly is.
Yes, it's popular. It's one of the pro teams from Michigan, and a great following throughout the state.
Absolutely. We've got some exciting news to talk about the book, but before we get there, for those who may not remember, or this might be the first time hearing about the book, how did this book come about, Roger, originally?
Well, working in the media, radio, TV, and newspapers, mainly newspapers when I'm on a deadline, say 10 o'clock in the morning, for a newspaper to be published at noon.
Yeah.
And I'm doing an article on the Tigers, and there's not a lot of information really available. I had to go to a lot of different sources. And that was a while back before things were readily available, such as the internet. So I realized that there was a need for a source for the Tiger information, whether it's a fan or the broadcasters or someone like that, that they could find the information really available in one source. And there are some websites out there and places on the internet that you can go to, but it doesn't have the most encompassing information that this book is able to offer.
You started from the very beginning of the Tiger organization, didn't you?
Yes, the very first year, 1901, when they were one of the inaugural teams in the American League. And the book goes all the way 1901 through 2021. So it brings us right up to date with the history.
It sure does. And we talked about originally when the book first came out about how detailed everything is, that, you know, someone who is not only not just a Tiger fan, but somebody who is just a fan of baseball will certainly get their much needed information off of this, Roger.
Yes, if they're and the good thing is whether they're new to baseball or softball, which is similar.
Yeah.
If they're new to baseball or they're more in tune to the sport, really follow it closely and are into the new sabermetrics statistics that are available today, it's a book for all levels. And if you have a general interest or a general passion of the Tigers, some people are just fans. They always have been. It's a good source, and it's a good book to have available.
Now, when you were doing this, and we did talk about this originally, but to refresh people's memories, when you were doing the research, how difficult was that to putting all this together, Roger?
Well, there's been over 1,800 Tigers throughout their history. And so I went to each player. They each have, say they're a position player, they each have what they call a hitting log for each year that they played. And so I'm concentrating on their years with the Tigers. And same thing with the pitchers. They pitcher with the Tigers would have a pitching log by year that they pitch for the Tigers. So I'm going through each of those years for all those Tigers. Of course, it's more fun when you're looking at the information for Ty Cobb or Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah.
But you also have to go through all Tigers, Ramon Santiago and all those role players, to come across some interesting information that people would not normally know about.
And that was what really intrigued you too, didn't it, Roger? Some of this unknown information.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been a Tiger fan since I was a little boy growing up. And you know about Al Kaline and Mickey Lolich and John Hiller and all those. But to find the finer stories that are there but need to be discovered and let people know, such as Bill Freehand, the all-star catcher. He ended his career with 200 home runs, exactly 100 on the road and 100 at home. And then John Hiller was my favorite pitcher, but then come to find out more about his story, having three heart attacks in the offseason in 1970 on one day.
Wow.
And then coming completely back. And then in 1972, the latter part of the year when they're in a division race, he was ready. He told the Tigers, "I'm ready to pitch again." And he said, "No, there's no way. We're in a division. We're in a running for a division crown here, and we can't be experimenting with the unknown."
Yeah.
And so they let him start pitching batting practice. Then he could see he could throw. And then they finally activated him, and he finished out 1972 for them, pitching some games. But then in 73, he had one of the best seasons of a reliever in history. And from then on, you know, there's no questioning. Yes, you can come back from a heart attack, and he beat the odds. I mean, three heart attacks. I mean, it's hard to come back from. I think at that time, very few, if any, had come back from any heart attack in any sport.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. And that's some interesting information. One of the many that you'll find in this book as well. Not only do you focus on the players, but you also focus on what they call the front office and how much of an importance that plays into a team.
Yes, the book has the history for all of the owners, including Frank Navin, who's from Adrian, one of our boys here.
Yeah.
He was with the Tigers for like 35 years, instrumental part of that. And then you have all the presidents, vice presidents, general managers, the managers, the scouts, coaches. So it gives you a varied background of the Tigers as a whole. So I like to look at this as it's more a book about the Tiger franchise than just the Tigers, just Al Kaline or Mickey Lolich. This is very encompassing.
The book is not only just full of facts, but you got some great photographs in here too, don't you?
Yes, and that's an interesting story there. A friend of mine suggested you should have a lot of photos, and that did make a lot of sense because you read a book that's just text, and after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's like, okay, maybe I need to put this down. But so I researched, and it was hard to locate photos. And then one day I contacted Detroit Public Library, and he says, well, we have a story for you. They said Ernie Harwell donated his entire baseball collection, everything. Helmets, jerseys, baseballs, photos, everything to our library, Detroit Public Library. And they have quite an exhibit there and that I hope to see someday. But they said, you're welcome to use any photo that he submitted to us. And so that took me from photos from 1901 to the mid-50s.
Oh, wow.
And then I contacted the Topps Baseball Card Company, which also has the Bowman line of baseball cards. And he says, well, they became prevalent in the mid-50s.
Yeah.
So that took off right from where I left off with Ernie Harwell's collection up until today.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
That
but,
is.
You know, that really does add to the book as well when you can see some of the faces and some of the awards that they have won, too, in the book. And it just makes it even that more interesting.
Yes, there's almost 600 images in the book. And some of those are action shots in a game or their shoulders, you know, in the uniforms like a baseball card would have. But it truly does add to the book.
It sure does, yeah. And like I said before, is that this is something that's so encompassing, but something that I think will keep the interest of not only the hard baseball player or the sports nut to someone who's just getting into it, as you mentioned before, to really be interested on the progress of the Detroit Tigers and the making of the Detroit Tigers too. To something in which, you know, no matter what, it's kind of like with the Lions. No matter what, you're always going to be a Tiger fan.
Yes.
You know, no matter what year it is. You know, if you're in Michigan, you're a Tiger fan.
Yes. One of the interesting things is, you know, you talk to people about the Tigers. You see someone wearing a Tiger hat or a friend that you know is a Tiger fan, and they know the Tigers.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to come up with something that's unique and refreshing to get their interest to have a book. So one of the things I like about the book is that it goes starting with 1901, that first season, up to today. It reviews each year, and part of those reviews include each month of the season. So there's on average 6 months in a season, sometimes late games in March or a few early games in October. But there's two or three games that are recapped for each month of every season. So you go back and it mentions those games and the highlights for those games. And then those yearly reviews also have the lineup for that year, the pitching staff for that year, and then it goes into defense. And defense is something that's not always covered a lot. You don't hear much about it. It's more fun to hear about a no-hitter or Miguel Cabrera's 500th home run.
Yeah.
But there's things like defense that several years ago, Jaime Candelario led the American League third baseman in fielding. And then last year, Spencer Torkelson led the league in fielding at first base. So those are things you don't normally hear in the broadcasting when they give you the scores.
Yes, exactly. But you'll be able to find out in this book, Detroit Tigers, Michigan's Favorite Sports Team by Roger Yoder. Being that this is a first-time book for you, this is the first time for you to put something this together, had to be exciting, number one. But number two, you just found out some exciting news about the book. Tell us about that.
Well, I got an email recently, and I opened that email, and I read this email. And it's like, you know, it reminded me of sometimes you get a friend request on Facebook, and you know that was probably hacked in some way. It's not real. Your friend really didn't send that out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they can access your account and your pictures and your information.
Yeah.
And so I read this email a number of times, and it informed me that the book is a reader's favorite with a 5-star rating.
Wow.
And I must have read that email 50 times. Is this real? Is this legitimate? Because it's against all odds. I'm a first-time author, and I also am the publisher of the book. So being a first-time writer, it's hard to get an agent or to get a publisher. But now today in the business, you can self-publish your book.
Yes.
And there's a lot of sources and available to do that. And so that's the route I took. So just to get that information and verify everything was legitimate and it's on the level, that made me very proud as a first-time author that, okay, the book was received, it was laid out, it was easy to follow. And the people enjoy the information that's available in the book.
That's what I was going to ask you, Roger, is that once it actually sunk in that this is legitimate, you must have been ecstatic.
It's still hard to believe. It's still hard to comprehend. I mean, it's not like I'm a famous sports writer covering the Tiger beat for the ESPN or Detroit News. This is it's something you can't plan on. You can't even hope for. I mean, you know, there's people that say, well, I hope your book's a bestseller. Well, sales are completely out of an author's control.
Yes,
you know, I mean,
yes.
It's totally out of your control.
Yeah.
And being a bestseller, it's you know, that's absolutely impossible. But one thing I could control was the content of the book, the information that was provided. And that's the layout of the book, the mm-hmm. size of the book, the name of the book, the font size, the font, the layout boxes, all of that. I never had design or creative instruction or you know, classes that I took to do something like this. So the book is laid out, the front cover, the back cover, everything's mine in the research and developing formulas. And so and all those areas are part of the evaluation to get the 5-star rating is formatting and how does the book flow and how is the information presented to the reader? Is it easily understood? And so a lot of those things, it's just kind of against all odds.
But still, it shows that the hard work and the many hours you put into this paid off. So, Roger, congratulations on receiving the Reader's Favorite 5-star rating for the book. And once again, congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Now, let's tell people, how can they get a hold of this book? How can they get it?
Well, there's three ways. They're all easy. One is you can go to the internet and you can just some people use Amazon, some people use Barnes & Noble. It's available both of those sources and probably other sources as well. And just look up Detroit Tigers, Roger Yoder, and you'll see the book. But one of the ones that I recommend users take advantage of is I'm a local author. And if you go on Facebook, just type in Detroit Tigers book. It will come straight to our Facebook page and this book. And I can send you a secure Square Link payment, and you can make that. And then I can personalize the book for you and deliver it to you, and you got it right here. It's personalized, whether it's for yourself or for a gift for someone else, where you can't get that personalization if you order it on Amazon.
No, that's right. That's right. Well, once again, Roger, we saved the best for last. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
This is an awesome book. Like I said, this is showing that the hard work that you put into this is paying off. Before we end things, I wanted to make sure that we let people know that the book is actually dedicated to a special person.
Yes, book's dedicated in memory of Landon Hall. Landon Hall was a student at Addison Community Schools here in Lenawee County, and actually a classmate of my daughter, Caroline. And so my daughter's in a junior now, 11th grade, and Landon went a bit in that class. And he passed away in the summer of 2018. And that was very unfortunate when you lose a member in a community that dies, but especially a young man like this who had a bright future ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And as a young man, he was unique in that he loved to help others, and he was on the lookout for how he could help someone and better their day. And that's very unusual for a young man. And it was no doubt in me that my first choice and only choice was to dedicate the book in his honor. And his family approved of that and endorsed that. And so we're all happy. We're on this road, and now it's a reader's favorite.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Again, congratulations on that, Roger. Thank you so much for coming back onto the program, giving us an update and telling us about this great award that you have received, too, and hopefully many more in the future.
Thank you. Well, the next one's about the New York Yankees, so there's quite a history there, too. But thank you, Dale, for having me back.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to the next book coming out, too. My guest has been Roger Yoder, the author of Detroit Tigers, Michigan's favorite sports team. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.